Tax returns could look a little different this year. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only the best deals. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 limited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Hello, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. Happy Wednesday. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. We are caffeinated today. We are ready. Well, actually, I said we. Have you drinking coffee today, Brooke?
I did. I've been doing a new coffee
regimen. No, what is it? Tell me the deets.
Okay. All right. Have you ever drank Premier Protein shakes? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you could buy them from, like, Costco, Amazon, like, whatever. I'm surprised.
Oh, my brother does. I know.
I was going to say, I feel like Freddie probably would, because my brother definitely does. Yes. And I never thought I'd be a protein shake out, but either the chocolate or the caramel flavor, I take, like, half of that, and then I do a shot or a double shot of espresso, and it's, like, creamer and flavoring all in one, and it's protein, so it fills me up. Like, it's great. Yeah.
Wait, who is this new health queen over here?
I will get into that.
Coffee?
I know. Who is she?
Oh my gosh, my little baby's growing up.
No, it really is good because I could waste away so many. Not that I'm like out here counting cows or whatever it is, but the Starbucks drinks really do me dirty sometimes. And
totally.
Yeah, it could be bad. But this gives you like the sweetness, but also kind of fills you up, which is kind of unexpected from a coffee. Definitely suggest trying.
Yeah. Well, I do find that coffee in general curbs my appetite in the morning. Like, okay. I can like have a cup of coffee and then I'm, you know, because I'm a breakfast person, so it doesn't last long. So I'd be interested to see what it's like putting. So you just protein powder?
No, it's a pre-made like shake. Like it's already in it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's what we talked about. Yes.
Yeah. So it's already like I do half of that probably because
what flavor do you do?
Today I did caramel and caramel. I always say caramel weird.
Caramel.
But the chocolate one's good too. They have a ton of flavors. Someone messaged me today and was like, you have to try the cinnamon roll. It's like, that sounds really good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm inspired. That sounds really yummy.
I know. And I'm not even intentionally trying to do like pro, like it's not like I'm for gains or whatever. I'm like, I thought that this would be better. I heard people do it and I see why now. You know, it's what, yeah. When you try something new, you get in the, it's good. So
oh my gosh, I'm very inspired. I actually kind of want to do that. Anything that like fills me up, I really appreciate. So that's really
what do you
exciting.
Do
for right, coffee
recently for coffee? Yeah.
Oh, I like have been loving like just a nice hot cup of coffee in the morning. Like with a little half and half, honestly. I tried to do, our friend Ariana recommended me the coconut creamer, which was good, but it was sweet.
From Trader Joe's?
No, but something similar. Okay. Yes. And I don't know, it wasn't hitting the same, but then as soon as I went back to the half and half, it just hits right. So that's just my little dairy moment. I really like half and half in coffee. It's just like, no, I feel like I'm in a diner. Like,
yeah, I get that. No, it's creamy. It's delicious, okay. I will say.
But then also, like yesterday I went for a walk and got an Irish cream cold brew, which cannot be good for you at all. But they're so good. Oh.
They're so good. It's a problem. But
that's funny. Yeah. Remember when we used to both be like big nitro drinkers? Well, you started and then I was like, ooh, what's nitro? But I think I'd like actually like have a heart attack these days drinking those.
I found out that you could do did I talk about that? You could find the caffeine numbers in the Starbucks app.
Wait, yes. And I never looked. That's really cool.
Nitro, I know it must have a lot because they don't let you even do a venti of it. You can only do the grande.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I have not.
But then I was thinking that I'm like, can you just get two grandes then hypothetically if you want?
Oh, totally. I mean, you totally could. Vanessa, I guess the system broke.
No, not that I'm interested in that. I don't like doing too much caffeine either. I actually talked to my doctor about that and she was like, caffeine's fine. You could even have two cups a day, but you have to space them out. You can't have one of these like giant Starbucks drinks. And I mean, I'm so bad. I still do it. I'll still get a venti cold brew, but I try to like sip it through the day, if that makes sense, instead of like chugging it in one sitting.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's smart, I'd say.
Yeah. I think it's unrealistic for me. Like if she said like cut out caffeine, I'd be like, I can't.
No,
you're
joking. You're crazy. Like,
yeah, absolutely not. But I think it's more just imbalance because if you spike your system, that's why, and like you get headaches and stuff like that. This is coming from my doctor, not from me, by the way. But yeah. You can do one, she said, like in the morning and then in the afternoon, maybe around like 12, 1, but you don't want to go too late in the day then because then you won't be able to sleep right. So it's like the the careful balance of caffeine.
When did you start drinking coffee? How old were you? Do you remember?
Like, what? Good question. Grade? Yes. I think for real, when I was like a freshman or a sophomore in high school. How about you?
I think I was a junior. I was recalling on it yesterday.
You were good for a while. I remember.
I didn't like coffee. I was like, I hate coffee. Tea gang. Like, I literally like chamomile tea. Like, and then junior year of high school, someone had me try their like iced vanilla latte, I think is what it was. And then I was like, okay, this is bad. And then when I started feeling the effects of caffeine and being like, oh my gosh, like I literally have so much energy, like watch out world. And I used to be a very energetic person. So with the coffee, it was like, woo. But I was thinking, the reason I was thinking about it was, this is like a weird tangent to go off of, but my teeth were whiter before I started drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get my teeth whitened or something.
Just get Crest White Strips. They really work.
I know. I'm tempted. I've done it once, but you know, like that's like when you like do an ab workout and you're like, do I have abs? Like that's like how I am.
You have to do the full 21 days. Like you have to follow through, and it's your teeth will probably be a little sore, but they really work.
Yeah, it's like a little like tender, but I guess that would be if you got your teeth whitened as well.
If you get them professionally, I've heard it hurts even worse. Yeah,
you're right. No, I can easily. I need to go to CVS anyway, so maybe I'll do that. So you do it every day for 21 days?
Yes. I think that's what the pack is these days. And it's honestly follow the instructions. Like you're not supposed to, I think, eat or drink for like 30 minutes to an hour after to like let it, you know, still keep going. Because if you take it off and then you
wouldn't like brush your teeth.
Yeah. Okay. So follow the instructions. Everyone is different. And they all say something different. It will be like whitening, explosion, whitening 360. I feel like they all say something different.
There's so many different names.
I know. I feel like you could really
pick whichever one like tickles my fancy. Okay.
Yes.
I think I'm going to go do that because I need more toilet paper. TMI.
Oh, that's good. Honestly, you're not even supposed to do it, I think, more than twice a year. So that's how you know it works.
Oh, Brooke, I think you're selling me right now. Actually just did 100%.
No, because I know it works. I've been doing this actually since I probably started a little young. I started that when I was like in high school too. I used to have pretty yellow teeth when I was actually younger, but it was because I didn't use like whitening toothpaste. I used like kid friendly toothpaste until like high school, which is, it doesn't do anything for your teeth. You know what I mean? Like if you're just I use like fruity toothpaste, which
really?
Yes. Ew. I don't know why.
I actually used to use lemon toothpaste for a hot minute when I was younger, which is so gross. Lemon and bleh.
No, I did like strawberry and stuff. And I was like, I don't like mint. But then I was like, wait, my teeth are yellow. So then I started whitening them when I was probably like a sophomore, junior in high school. And I don't know. All my friends and stuff used to do white strips. Like I just thought that was like what you did. And then I realized that
Your teeth are white. Yeah. I'm like creepily looking. Yeah. So I think I need to indulge in that. So funny. You just made me think of something when you talked about mint and people like not liking mint. I feel like if you don't like mint, it's such a personality trait. Like people that don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream are so vocal about it. That's the tweet I saw and I thought it was so funny.
I actually would agree with that. Yes.
It's like, yeah. I don't like mint. Like, is that mint? I don't like that.
I get that. I'm particular about what I like my mint in.
Okay.
I don't know about you.
I mean,
gum, yes, obviously. Toothpaste, whatever. I could even do mint and water, you know, like some spa waters. They put the mint in there. But I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream or mint flavored. Like, what are those little candies that people
thin
do?
Thin mints? Girl Scout cookies?
I don't like those, but the candies too. The ones that are like covered in chocolate and they're...
Oh, this is going to bother me. Ruthie's?
There's a bunch of different ones. I know one of them's Hershey's. Oh, peppermint patties, maybe? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I like don't like love those. I definitely don't. It's so funny. I don't not like mint chocolate ice cream or whatever, but I don't really order it. Like, I'm a cookie dough. What is your ice cream order on this note?
Anything chocolate, like chocolate crazy, like chocolate fudge brownie, any of those would really do me in. Yeah.
Yeah, chocolate's good. I like chocolate. I like cookie dough. Cake batter. Have you ever been a Cold Stone?
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh.
It's literally 1 p.m. and I like want that right now.
That like, sounds great. They have it in Athens, I think, right? Really?
Maybe a little bit outside, but I've never been, so I don't know.
I always would have to ask them. We only went really for special occasions. It wasn't like in my town or anything, but I remember it was in Florida and we would go when we were in Florida. Mm. So that's probably why you know of it.
Yeah.
I would assume I had to ask for them to do it on like a different slab and whatever because peanuts, it's a whole bit, but it's fine.
No, it is true. I didn't know. Well, this is a whole other tangent. You were talking about on your Instagram story that the vaccine has like peanuts in it or something.
It's not that. It's just if you are and obviously we're not health experts, by the way, so please consult health professional by any means. And also I've heard that after you get the vaccine, you're sat in a room and monitored anyways. So like if you have any adverse reaction to it or pass out or you don't like needles or whatever, like you're monitored. I don't know if your dad had that experience. Did he?
I don't think he did, but again, don't quote me on it. Okay. I'll ask him.
Maybe if you prompt them and say like, hey,
but he also is a doctor. So maybe like all the medical, I don't know.
Anyways, but it's, there was some correlation between if you have just not even nut allergies, but just, I think, severe allergies in general.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So like if you have a deadly allergy to something, but none of my allergies are deadly. I do have to prompt with that. Like usually I can handle my allergic reactions with, honestly, I just do Benadryl. I've never actually had to use an EpiPen.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. Cause if you use the EpiPen, you pretty much have to go to the hospital. Like that's, you're at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think there was like a few cases of it, but I'm still like, I'm prepared to get the vaccine. Like when they tell me it's my turn, I will be at the door. Like
literally UGA just sent out a survey yesterday and it was like, if you want one, like, please tell us in this survey. And there was like all these different options. So I guess we'll get an email. Cause I said, yes, obviously. So I guess we'll get an email when that happens. I can't imagine it's super soon, but they do have vaccines on campus. I think they're starting with like professors and everything, but it's really cool.
That is really cool that they're offering that. I was wondering how like universities are going to go about it, but I know Georgia's like health services, they're great.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That place is literally a hospital. I swear to God. Like the health center, it's huge. It's, I mean, people go there like for their regular doctor's appointments at this point. It's really cool. Hey, you guys, Danielle here. We all know I'm into fashion. However, right now I'm really into having specific basics and essentials in my closet that I can pair with a ton of different things, as you guys know. Because building your wardrobe is definitely a continuous journey of kind of finding what makes you feel the most you. And for me, I have just discovered Everlane, you guys. I just got a couple items in the mail from them. I'm literally wearing this gray sports bra right now from them, which obviously is just something you wear under. But I also got two pairs of jeans. Little secret, Everlane jeans fit incredibly. I got two black pairs, one that's more of like a distressed black wash, and then just an all black, and they're like mom jean vibes. They're so comfortable, so cute. They look great, and I'm so happy to add them to my collection. I know Brooke has like a really nice coat from Everlane. Basically, Everlane is for you. They have all different kinds of jeans, skinny to relaxed, slim to athletic. You can find the perfect cut that fits your form just right. They also have a ton of like loungewear stuff. You can get the most out of, you know, your relaxing time with some cozy sweatshirts, cardigan sweaters. I also got a pair of slippers that are beyond comfortable. And you can also, you know, just get some other fun, comfy base layers or a lightweight active wear jacket, something of the sorts. They really have a ton of awesome options. And Everlane partners with the best and most ethical factories in the world. So, I mean, come on. That's, you just got to feel good about that. So go to everlane.com/galsonthego and sign up for 10% off your first order plus free shipping and get easy returns within 60 days of your ship date. That's 10% off your first order when you go to everlane.com/galsonthego and sign up. We went on all kinds of tangents. I'm kind of here for it.
I know. What else has been up? You've just been back at school. Back, I feel like you've been taking it slow a little.
Yeah. It's just like, chill. It's like been really like overcast. Actually, that's such a lie. We had a sunny day yesterday. But yeah, I have a lot of classes this semester because I'm obviously graduating in May. So I was really stupid. And freshman and sophomore year mainly, I only took 12 credit hours each semester, which is fine. And I loved it because I had an easier course load. Mm-hmm. However, I wasn't like necessarily advised differently. And if I was advised differently, I definitely would have taken, you know, 15 credit hours freshman and sophomore year when I'm like on campus and I'm more involved in everything, because now I'm like a senior and I literally am taking 16 credit hours this semester. So
yeah, that's extreme.
It's just a lot. So like, it's actually funny though, because Delaney and I are in the same boat. Neither of us realized, you know, that we had to get all these credits done. I don't know. We just like weren't, we didn't have older siblings to tell us like, oh, that's, you know, I don't know. My parents didn't really, because my dad,
I should have
like,
told you. I didn't even think to like advise you in that way, I guess. Sorry.
Oh my God. No, it's okay. I mean, at the time I didn't regret it though. I loved it because then I only had classes Tuesday, Thursday. I packed it all in, but now I'm kind of like, oh my God, I'm literally squeezing everything in so I can graduate in May, which I am. But it's so funny because Delaney and I literally need this. We're taking the same amount of courses. It's hysterical. But yeah, so it's been good. It's slow. But I haven't been on campus yet because you like can go in person to some classes, socially distance with masks. But I haven't done it yet. But I want to just because it is my last semester and I don't want to regret. Like, I don't like it's so mm-hmm. easy to wake up and like be in my bed and go on Zoom, which I'm still going to do for my earlier classes. But it is refreshing to go outside and walk to class. I miss
definitely
that.
Every now and again to change up the routine.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, I get that.
And Brooke, well, she had a date lined up here yesterday.
No, stop. I'm the worst, you guys, because I went on one date with this guy and it was good. It was good. Like, there's really it wasn't the best.
Wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, wow, that was amazing. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you guys can relate to this, like sometimes you step away from a first date and like you do the whole cliche thing and you call your friends and you're like, oh my god, he's literally my husband, like I love him, like, you know what I mean?
He's the one.
Yes. Or you could walk away from it and be like, that was a good time, like I'm down to see where this goes,
right?
And after sitting on it for a week and like texting this guy and stuff, I just am not sure our lives align, really.
Yeah, that's fair. It's completely fair.
Yeah. And I mean, we just have had some conversations that, and it's not him, it's just like, I see like the way that we're kind of syncing up on certain things, and he's such a good guy and like so nice. I really don't like, I would hate for him to be like, oh my God. But anyway, so we had a date scheduled yesterday and I totally used the like rain excuse. I was like, it's raining. Like, I can't
I
go.
Know. And at first when Brooke told me, I was like, dude, really? But then like the more we talked, I was just like, you know, I mean, it makes sense. Like if you're not like dying to do this, or, you know, if you're just in a cozy mood, like don't force yourself.
Yeah.
And I was telling Delaney, I was like, oh, like Brooke had a date tonight, whatever. And she was like, dang, like, honestly, Brooke's been going on lots of dates, or like she thinks you have. She's like impressed.
Wow.
With you.
Thank yeah. you.
So like,
I tried.
A little hype up. Like you're not trying.
No, I'm trying in moderation. Honestly, my motivation levels have definitely like decreased. I took December off. I deleted all my apps. I think I talked about it like a freaking
no dating
times.
December.
People get it. Yeah, and a lot of people followed suit. I got a lot of positive messages and feedback from
very
people
good.
That are like, "Thank you. Like, you really encouraged me not to like just mindlessly sit on my couch and swipe, because you can get into habits where you're just doing mm-hmm. that." So I re-downloaded them. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like end of December, and that's when I met this guy, and like we made plans and whatever. But dating right now, just the city in general, it's a sad, cold time. Like I don't want to give anyone the false reality, but it's outdoor dining everywhere. So honestly, with the rain, it would be a problem, because we'd be sitting under like a tent, like a little makeshift
yeah,
setup, you know, with
like
a little heater.
Wet. It's weird.
Yeah. Unless it's a, like some of them are almost like these three-sided like structures. It's kind
of
interesting.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're really trying to, I mean, I commend New York City restaurants, because they're really trying to do the best that they can just to stay open, because it's a really tough time financially. And I'll go out with friends every now and again and like whatever, but most of my time is spent alone. Winter in itself, like in the north, I guess you've never like experienced like a northern winter, Danielle. Like it's cold and sad as it is.
Yeah,
and then you put this on top of it and it's definitely worse. So
yeah.
We'll see. And it's not, I don't know, maybe like I will go on a date with this guy like next week or something if we reschedule, but I was just kind of like not really trying to do that right now. And
it's cool that they have that COVID date spot New York City Instagram.
Yeah.
Like that is so cool, whoever created that.
So it's an Instagram, it's called COVID date spots or something. Is that what it is? It's COVID.date.spots.
I think it had NYC in it though or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I just remember you posted about it.
Or maybe search like NYC COVID date spots or whatever. Perfect mm-hmm. for like, you know, if you want to see your friends too. Like I know for me, I'm not really having people over, but like I definitely like feel comfortable like going to dinner with some friends or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what we're all trying to like make do with what we can, I think. And it's a terrible time for dating. Like especially, oh my gosh, I feel for everybody else in my position too, because it's definitely weird.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Another tangent. These are just random things I'm thinking about now, because I was watching your little, was it true or false or something?
Q&A.
No, you did a Q&A too. You don't have a list of baby names on your phone?
No. Wait,
I pulled it up. I literally have 12 per gender, and I have middle names too.
But you are like, like that's on brand for you. And it's not no shade, nothing.
Oh
like,
no.
I just
thought it was like kind of normal. Maybe not though. Well, cuz like don't you like if I hear a name I really like, I don't want to forget it when the time comes.
I get that. I completely get that. I almost like I struggle with making, that's why I won't get a tattoo or anything, because I'm so scared that if I make these permanent decisions,
yeah,
I'm going to hate it 6 months later. And I fear that for a child's name as well.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not like,
do you ever think about that?
Oh
no,
my God, yeah.
Not terrifying. That you actually are naming, but like thinking even of a name that I would permanently be naming another person, like that, it's almost too far for me to like get there.
Oh no, I know. I was telling someone, I was at the juice place and they were like, have you named your dog yet? And we were like, no, we still can't decide. And she was like, well, you guys could always name him and then like change it a week later. We did that for our child. I was like, oh, but like, I guess like if they're like a week old, I mean, whatever. They don't know yet.
Yeah, I guess it's really not that huge of a deal.
No, but it's scary. Like 10 years later and you're like, I don't like, you'll like the name by then, but.
Or you tell people like, oh, my kid's name is this. And then the low key, they're like, that's so weird or something.
You know? Yeah. And then you're like, oh shoot, did I make a mistake?
I know. And you don't want to do anything that's overdone, but you don't want to be like the most bizarre, like wacky random name, because then people are going to be like the kid's going to be in school and have to pronounce, you know, it's similar like my last name. Like when teachers are like, Miko. Mm-hmm. Miko, and I'm like, no, Mitchell.
There's an I, Miko. Yeah, everyone always is like, Danielle, Caroline. I'm like, where's the I? I literally will never know.
What?
Oh, all the time, Danielle, Caroline. What? I just don't understand. It's funny. And people think my last name is my first name. They'll be like, what's your last name? I'm like, Carolyn. They're like, no, your last name. I'm like, Carolyn, comma Danielle.
I guess, yeah, that could be a girl's name, Carolyn. Like, but like more like Carol Ann, or Carolyn.
I know some Carolyns. I know Carol.
Really?
I know Carols. I know all the Carols. Carolyn.
Carol. Very interesting.
What TV are you watching right now?
Nothing. I've been circling back
dry.
I'm dry. I've been going back to the comfort watches. So I'm watching How I Met Your Mother just to keep on in the background. What about you? You've been more on TV.
I've already, my mom just sent a photo of Finley. I'm not well. Oh, this is hard. Well, I already told you off air. But you guys, if you have Amazon Prime, which I feel like everyone and their mother does, watch The Wilds. It is so good. I am so hooked. It's like mysterious vibes, but then it's also like funny. It's about like these nine girls that are all like decide to go on this like women empowerment retreat to Hawaii, and they're on the plane. The plane crashes. They land on this island, and they're forced to like survive. But little do they know, it's actually a social experiment. People are watching them, and that's was like the plan the whole time. So it's so interesting seeing things go down, and like it's like all these girls from high school, and they all have different backgrounds, like different, I don't know, just kind of everything, and like how they finally learn to get along. And I mean, Ryan likes it, and it's all girls, which I was like, oh, he's not gonna like this, but like he liked it's good.
Wow.
It's like a little gory at times, you know, because it's kind of like Lost vibes. I've never seen Lost, but I feel like it's kind of like Lost. Maybe have you seen Lost?
I could see that. No, only a few episodes here and there. My mom used to watch it, so I feel like I would be like around when she would have you watched it?
No, I haven't, but like when I hear people talk, I don't know, I just think it's a really good show. And also, I didn't finish in time before we recorded. I am still watching Bridgerton. So good.
I have so much to say. We won't do spoilers or anything, though, but I just will recommend to a friend a million times over. Really great show.
Bridgerton.
Definitely. When you finish it, maybe we could talk a little bit more about it. But definitely. I definitely don't want to give too many spoilers and whatever, because it's only 8 episodes. They are an hour each, but
little movies.
I feel like it would appeal to like a wide variety of people. Like it's kind of a girly show, but I feel like a guy could watch it and be like, I don't know.
My mom and her boyfriend watched it and he was like, this is okay. That's what I mean.
I feel like my parents would probably enjoy it. So with that being said, should we hop into our business of the week?
Yes, we should, Brooke.
Business of the week.
All right, so our business of the week, you guys, we're talking about Skin Butter. I love the name of it. I love the branding. Ooh. I love the packaging. I am obsessed. So Skin Butter is a beauty brand inspired by you, natural body butters, scrubs, and skincare by Tatiana Elizabeth. Our body care line, this is what they said, consists of whipped shea butter, whipped shea-based body butters and scrubs, while our skincare line is an all-natural hydrating step-by-step system. Both our body and skincare lines are designed to leave the skin feeling fresh, glowing, deeply moisturized. All Skin Butter products are made with you in mind, created by Tatiana Elizabeth, like I said, with the mission to simplify, educate, build confidence, and promote healthy, glowing skin and push sustainability. So I just love everything that they have. I personally ordered the ginger lemon scrub. I've been really into scrubs when I'm, because I take a nice bath. I indulge. I put on my scrub. Like I
really- Yes, you've been on the bath grind, and I think this will elevate your experience.
Completely agree. And they're really like cute packaging. I will say, like, aesthetic. So it's Skin Butter, but it's BUTTR. So skinbutr.com. Definitely check her out. I'm excited to get mine in the mail.
I love the word butter. I'm just like really liking it. Butter, these days.
Like butter. Soft.
Like, I feel like that's something. Wasn't that a restaurant in Gossip Girl? Something
it too? Is. It butter. Is. So actually, fun fact. Really sad. No, just a fun fact. Alex Guarnicelli is the chef and like owner creator of Butter. And my mom does work with her now for QVC. She's helping her with like her line. Yeah, she does food and like
oh my gosh,
cookware and stuff. Yeah. Fact. Yeah. So check her out.
Shout out Butter.
I know. But that's how I don't want to say she got like popularized from that, but people still go to the restaurant, she said, like, and we'll be like, so I want to like have the Gossip Girl experience, which is cool.
I actually didn't know it was a real restaurant, but I guess most of the places that they refer to are real places there. Like the Empire Hotel is so real.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I mean, they go to like the Med and they go to like,
yeah, real. You're right. I mean, as they should. They should definitely name it the proper.
I think that the school was even based on a real school, but it's not the it same is. Name. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Palace is a hotel. The Palace where like Serena and Vanderbilt live for a second. Or I don't know. Something. Because I know it's on the Gossip Girl tour that I still want to do, but that I feel like I'm so past that point that I can't.
Maybe just for fun one day.
Yeah, just for fun. The new year can be a good time for a mental health check-in. If you've always wanted to try therapy, or maybe you'd like to try it again, or maybe you just have some things you need to talk out, BetterHelp offers online licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help with issues such as anxiety, trauma, grief, anger, LGBT matters, stress, family conflicts, the whole nine yards. And I know finding a therapist can be intimidating. I know I was nervous and it's a little time consuming, honestly. But with BetterHelp, you can simply just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. You can schedule a secure video or phone session. You can exchange messages with them. And it's all from the comfort of your own home, which I think is awesome. And obviously, everything you share is confidential with them. And if for some reason you're not gelling well with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time. No additional charge. I say you join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor. BetterHelp is a convenient and affordable option, and our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code GALS. Get started today at betterhelp.com/gals. Well, shall we get on into the tip of the week?
Yeah. Tip of the week.
Love it.
Kick it off.
All right. I'm going to kick it off with my tip of the week, which is going for walks. I love it. It is cold. And when I ask Delaney to go for walks with me, she's like, Danielle, it's actually so cold out. I'm like, but it's so nice. And sometimes like yesterday, Brooke and I had a meeting and then virtual meetings. Yes, unfortunately. But then like I was just feeling a little bit drained, like after we got off the phone, and I was like tired, but I still had other things I wanted to do. So I went for a walk, and I'm really thankful that we live in an area where I can go outside and like I walk in a nice area. Like it's something I can do. But even if you drive somewhere and go for a walk, I don't know, it's just really nice, especially honestly when it is a little chillier outside. It kind of just refreshes you, I find, if you're like wearing the proper garb for it. I find that it's very refreshing, and sometimes I like to have a main character moment, and I'll go on my own and I'll pop in some AirPods. I know Brooke's done this before and listen to like Taylor Swift. Or guys, I cannot stop listening to Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo.
It's so good.
And I don't usually love sad music like just to listen to all the time, but this is so good.
It's sad, but it's not like cry your eyes. I mean, if you listen to the words and internalize it, yes, but the tone of it I feel like isn't like super.
Yeah. Yeah, I just love that, like, the da, da,
Yeah, yeah.
She's so talented. But yeah, just have a main character moment. Go for walks. They're very underrated. And you're getting your steps in for the day, a little workout. And it just feels really good. And if you want to reward yourself with a coffee at the end, go for it. Or a juice or a smoothie or literally nothing. Just go for a circle walk. I have been a big walker.
Really into morning of walks. I saw your story. Like, I love a morning walk.
Yes, okay. I love morning walks. Delaney and I went for a morning walk this morning, and it really like was a good way to start the day. It's hard to get up and go. Once you're out there, like, oh my gosh. Anyways.
I feel that. That's me every time I leave my apartment. I'm like, I should do this more often.
Yeah, right. I love that.
But actually, though, like, it's sad but true. Okay, my tip of the week is to rearrange your space a little, add a little spice.
Oh, spice to your life.
Yeah, mine was just simple. I brought back some stuff to Long Island, which you can watch my vlogs and I get more into it. And I just went through and refreshed, honestly, like, the appearance of my apartment. I added some things. The projects I said I was always going to do, you know, I had like this pompous grass that I was like, I've been meaning to, you know, get a vase for, finally ordered the vase for it, got it. Ooh. You know, it just looks great. I feel like finishing the things that I said I was going to start, refreshing everything. And when you were younger, Danielle, did you ever like rearrange your room?
Oh my gosh. Every week, Mom, I'm redoing my room today. She's like, okay, sweetie.
And like, you would just push the stuff around. Oh, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
That's actually so interesting. I never thought about that.
And it kind of does feel like that. I personally never, it's not just to move around the furniture. It's more like finishing things up or like, I don't know, but I see that for people, and I could see how that could be really refreshing. At least for me. I mean, I'm basically, I'm confined to the same, like, however many walls I move from like one spot to the other when I'm here in the city. And it's nice to switch it up and get a little like refresh. Yeah.
I love that. I love this new edition of the tip of the week. I think it's really fun. And it's just like, I don't know. You guys have to let us know if you use these tips ever. Like, DM us on our Instagram for sure and let us know.
It's almost like a challenge of the week. Like, it's like, okay, like, I'll move something around this week. I will go for a walk.
Yeah, literally. Also, on that note, you guys, the Instagram's been popping. Like, the feed is just like beautiful right now. We always put inspiration. And we started doing something called Friday polls. And we usually do polls kind of related to what we talk about in the episode. So stay tuned and vote in those for sure.
It's a great way to keep up with us. I mean, Emma's killing the Instagram, absolutely crushing it.
As usual.
As usual.
She's awesome. All right, cool. Well, let's get on into our current favorite.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up one of my favorite things.
Woo.
All right. I'm having a moment, Brooke.
It's what candle playlist? I'm like,
No, I am having a blazer moment.
Oh, okay.
These days. Okay. Yes. Okay. No candle, no playlist today. I'm candled and playlist out. Because I'm still listening to Oat Lattes in the Mountains. you guys, blazers are it. They're so great. They provide as a jacket. They are great for layering. You can wear blazers with a sweat set and a blazer over top. Oh my gosh, so cute. Or I have been wearing blazers with jeans and a little bodysuit. And it's like, sometimes I feel a little extra, especially living in a college town, and I like go run errands in a blazer, but it feels powerful and it's great, especially, or if you have like Zoom meetings.
I was about to say, you came on that Zoom meeting the other day wearing the blazer, and everyone on the call was like, Danielle.
They liked the blazer.
Yeah. Everyone's like, Danielle looks great. And Brooke, you do too. I was like, okay.
It's a powerful. So the one I was wearing, it's like this, is it called herringbone? Maybe it was like herringbone tweed vibes, black and white. But I just really like blazers. I just got a faux leather one from Zara that I've been eyeing for so long. I just feel powerful. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a lot of fashion merchandising classes, so sometimes like I feel okay if I want to wear that on my Zoom call. I don't know. It's just fun and it's a great style piece. So get a blazer.
I like them too. I feel like the slightly oversized ones.
Yes. That's a good point.
They do it a little bit more. I commend you for doing it with like sweats and whatever. I feel like a clown when I do that, but I do like a good blazer.
Yes, so cute. You should try it. I'd actually be curious to see how it looks. I think you'd rock it, especially you live in New York City. Like anything goes. Like actually anything goes.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen some pretty interesting outfits on the street, but then I end up doing my own rendition of it. So you're actually right. You're right.
I love it. Well, what's your favorite?
Mine, I feel like the podcast listeners probably don't know, and I wasn't going to talk about it until I like stuck with it for a few weeks, but it's been a few weeks now, and it's my healthful lifestyle. I don't want to like, I don't think that this should trigger anybody, but if you don't want to hear me talk about food and whatever, like maybe just skip like 2 minutes ahead. I just kind of checked myself after the holidays and I realized I'm not living my life the way that I really want to be. And I try to live in balance, but I wasn't living in balance. I was living in abundant. Abundance is my word of the year. But
you no, said that's your word of the year.
No. I was living in not greediness, but just you know how it is over the holidays. Like you don't say no, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't shake it. I wasn't feeling right. I definitely have gained a good amount of weight also in the pandemic, which is completely normal. I do want to put that out there. Like, and just because I'm embarking on something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do or whatever. But mm-hmm. I was honestly technically in the overweight category, like for my whatever, and that stuff I know is kind of skewed too. Like BMI is kind of weird. It's all of these indicators of health. Like you have to talk to your own doctor about whatever you're doing. So what I'm doing is something I've done before, which is Weight Watchers. My mom's doing it too, so it's really nice to like have a accountability partner. And it's honestly really mostly for me just focusing on a diet more heavy in fruits and vegetables, which is obviously great. Normally during the day when I'm snacking, I would snack on like literally chips and dip or like crackers and dip, like cheese, whatever. But now I'm like going for an apple and like having a big salad for lunch. And then like for dinner, you know, having like, the great thing about Weight Watchers is it's not like any of these extreme ones where it's like no carbs or anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't want to like drag on about this too much. I am talking more about it on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/BrookeMichio. Subscribe to Danielle too. I know she's been doing weekly vlogs, youtube.com/DanielleCarolyn, but I feel really good. And I think that's why I want to talk about it, because mm-hmm. it's not just something that I'm doing just for the aesthetics or just for a number or whatever. Cause realistically, who cares about what your weight is? Because the only person who sees it is you, and it really truly does not matter. I feel like it's just how you feel in your skin. And I noticed my physical confidence slipping because I would, you know, put on a pair of jeans that didn't fit or like whatever. And you know how that is. Like it can be definitely, a blow to the self-esteem, but it's going back up again, just because I feel really so good. Glad. And thank you. And it's only been 2 weeks. So like, it just shows really the power of the mind. And I'm a person who I struggle with routineness and I struggle with eating habits and even exercise habits and stuff like that. So truly, if I can do it, anybody can do it, I will say.
I feel like, and too, like kind of what you're saying, like you already feel better. Like when you know you're doing good for your body and like you're actively like trying to do something, like I feel like you just already feel better. You already look in the mirror. You just feel a little better just knowing, which completely. I think is great.
Yeah. And I've been doing 12-30. I don't know about you, Danielle.
I really haven't been working out. I'm starting going to my first spin class again tomorrow. So updates to come. But 12-30 is great. I did it during finals.
Great. It's a workout regimen. So you put the incline up to 12, the speed on 3 for 30 minutes. I do that I don't even do it every day. I do it probably 4 or 5 times a week.
It's easy because then you can watch YouTube, which I never do. So it's really nice. You get your content in. I need to do that actually. Maybe I'll do that today. That sounds fun.
It's a good like little supplemental workout, I feel like, for you, because you probably do your spin thing and whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's cliche to like have started, I guess, at the new year, but that was just like a good period of time in my life for me to start. And honestly, like once you get into the habits of these things, like I find myself even now, I'm like, I don't want to drink alcohol. I don't want to, you know, go and eat a bunch of fast food because I know I'm going to feel like crap after, and I know I'm going to be hungover tomorrow. Like you get into these mindsets where, and I'm still like, I want to incorporate those things. And of course I definitely am. It's not like these things are sworn off forever. Absolutely not. But it makes you a little more intuitive and like in tune with your body, I think. Yeah,
definitely. I'm so excited for you. You seem so Thank inspired. You. And I mean, protein, coffee, who is she?
Like, I know that's what you know. It really could be small changes though, because like I'll still eat my sourdough toast from Trader Joe's, of course. Oh, like so I knew I didn't want to give up that sort of stuff. And if you know, if you want to drink your evening glass of wine, you can. So it is, everyone has their vices, I say.
definitely. Well, this was a great catch up, and I'm so excited for this episode. People don't even know how awesome it's going to be.
I know. It's going to be a good one. Kate is so awesome, you guys. Danielle, you want to tell them?
Yes. So we're having on Kate Bartlett here on the show today. We're so excited to interview her. She is from Florida, actually, and now she's a student in New York City at FIT. She is killer, you guys. She creates the coolest day in my life at TikTok, which is how, or like on TikTok, which is how we found her. And we're so excited to talk to her about being a fashion student in New York City in general, what it's like to live there right now. And honestly, talk about some style, because she has the best style, like killer. And she's just so awesome.
My Whole Foods delivery is here. So I feel like that shows that we need to wrap up this little yes. intro, guys.
All right, enjoy.
I'm going to have some fruits and vegetables. Enjoy, you guys.
Hey, you guys, it is time for some straight talk. Let's face it, tax returns could look a little different for a lot of people this year, but you're still going to get a lot of noise in your ear about how you should spend it. So when the big carriers start trying to get you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out and rock out with only best deals. Spend it on what makes you happy. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. So you can listen to your favorite music wherever you go. Plus, you get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract, you guys, on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Come on, start the year on a high note. Tune out the nonsense and tune in to Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Okay, hey guys, we are now here with Kate. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
We're so excited to have you on. She said she's been listening to the show, which is even cooler for us.
I have. I'm so stoked to be on. This is my first podcast, so.
Welcome.
Oh,
we are honored. Oh my gosh.
That's very exciting. Well, Kate, we're so excited to have you on. You're very on brand with the whole gals on the go vibe, so very pumped. Do you want to start off by just, we kind of gave a little bio about you. Want to tell everybody about like where you're from, where you go to school, the whole nine yards?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Orlando, Florida, originally grew up there, but I had always known I wanted to move to New York like my entire life. And so when it came time to decide to go to college, I was like, FIT, Fashion Institute. And it's my second year there. I love it. It's obviously a little different right now with Corona, but still having a good time. So
amazing. Amazing. So you said you knew you wanted to go to school in New York and you absolutely love it. Is there like a certain major that you have at FIT?
Yeah, I major in fashion business. So cool. It's pretty much just a business degree, but with a focus in fashion.
Very cool. And isn't FIT kind of, it's like you do it in 2 or 3 years or something, right? It's like a little bit different, correct?
They split it up into like an associate's and bachelor's, but I mean, pretty much everybody does the full 4 years, but they split it up. I really have no idea why.
Very cool. Yeah, I remember when I toured it, it was like that.
I was going to ask you just, I mean, of course it's New York, so everyone loves New York and whatever, but what made you really like want to move here versus staying in Florida, going to a school down south, anything like that? Like what, I guess you said you knew you loved New York. Like, did you come up here and visit when you were younger, or like you just saw yourself here?
Yeah, I would always visit. The first time I visited with my mom when I was like, I think 7 years old, I was like, this is it. I'm moving here as soon as I'm out of the house. And I think when I started to realize that fashion is really where I wanted to go with my career, I was like, New York. It's either New York or Paris, which is my other like college option. But wow. New York was a lot simpler than moving to Paris.
Wow, I did not know that. That's so cool. Yeah. So did you apply to a ton of schools when you were applying to colleges, or just a couple? What was your...
Not really. I only applied to a few. I applied to FIT. I applied to the American University in Paris, and then Fordham. And okay. I also applied to like FSU in Florida, but I was never considering that. That was definitely like a very backup option.
Totally get that. So, well, it sounds like you're a very driven person and you knew kind of the scenario you wanted. So do you have any like favorite classes you've taken within that course? Because I know a lot of people, I'm a fashion merchandise major, a lot of people ask me like, what classes do you really enjoy? Like what certain emphasis in that major do you enjoy?
I really enjoyed my trend forecasting class this semester. I just thought it was so interesting. You know, we look at these trends and we think they just pop up out of nowhere. And like, that's not the case. Like it's this whole cycle. I mean, the pendulum swings and I just find it so fascinating.
Dude, I could not agree more. I got on the side of TikTok the other day that was talking about trend forecasting. There are literally trend forecasters out there. I would agree. That's probably my favorite class as well.
It's actually a career path I'm considering. So I really liked that class.
I could totally see you doing that.
Very cool. I also want to talk about, I know Danielle does too, internships and kind of some career stuff you've done. I mean, you are so, I had no internships under my belt when I was in college, but I feel like city schools are different like that. Would you agree? Like you kind of get started with that stuff earlier?
Yeah, I remember when I first got to FIT, it was like the summer going into my freshman year and it was orientation week and, you know, everybody sits in the circle and like introduces themselves and stuff. And we were going around. And these people, they're not even a freshman in college yet. And they're like, oh, yeah, I interned at Ralph Lauren this summer. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't have any. I'm like, we just got out of high school. But yeah, I think for city colleges, it's very common to do internships like while your freshman, sophomore year of college, which is kind of crazy. But I just finished up an internship at Amanda Uprichard doing like social media stuff, which I loved. And it was a great time. You know, it was really fun to work for like a small brand because you really get the hands-on experience versus working for a huge brand where, you know, you're getting coffee all day. It was very fun to be able to, you know, they give me like a budget for a photo shoot and they're like, what can you do with this? And
wow.
Yeah. So I had a great time doing that.
Wow. What do you think was your favorite part of that? Because I remember you would show that specific internship in your TikToks a lot. What was your favorite thing that you did within like Amanda Uprichard, like what you did?
I thought it was really interesting to see the back end of influencer marketing because that had never been, I had never seen that from a brand's perspective. I had only, you know, worked on my side of things. So it was so interesting looking at, you know, how these brands scout influencers. And then like we planned a couple events, like influencer events, which was really fun. It was really fun. I mean, it's definitely different with Corona. Like everything has to be, you know, very careful, but that was really fun. And just like seeing how these brands really have to navigate picking girls who are very on brand in all aspects. So I thought that was really interesting.
Very cool. I was going to ask, how are you finding internships? Is it through your own research or does your school kind of help you a little bit? Like what does that look like?
Yeah. So the school doesn't help you at all with finding internships, but they do. My school at least has a great job bank, which is where I found this one. I also LinkedIn is amazing, but I saw the internship on my school's job bank and I had actually met the designer like 3 years ago at a networking event when I was like 15. And so in my cover letter, I was like, hey, like we met a couple years ago. I don't know if you remember, but I'd love to, you know, have this internship. So.
Wow.
That is so cool. And then also, so, you know, there's obviously Fashion Week that happens in New York City. Have you done anything with that as a student?
Yeah, so the cool thing about FIT is that they're so good about giving you opportunities to volunteer with Fashion Week, like literally the first week of school. Wow. I made a TikTok about this, but the big thing is like everybody wakes up at like 4 a.m. and they line down the street to sign up to volunteer for shows. And people can get like very competitive about what shows that they're going to work, but it is insane. I mean, you are just like immediately thrown into backstage at these shows, like dressing models, like seating guests, like running the show, which is so much fun. It's definitely, it's a lot of work. Like sometimes they'll have you there from like 7 a.m. to midnight and you're just like working the whole time. But, you know, it's a great way to make connections and it's really a fun thing to do like your first week at school.
Definitely. I'm sure that's a very exciting thing. It's like sorority rush or something, but fashion school edition.
Yeah. Like, that's so exactly. Insane. Exactly.
Wait. So when you say you're working and everything, you're talking about some of the tasks that they give you. Do you have different tasks throughout the day or is it like, you know, for one show, you're doing one thing the whole time?
The whole thing is very hectic. I mean, none of these shows are organized at all. Nobody knows what they're doing. So they have all these fashion student volunteers. They're just giving them random jobs. Sometimes they'll even be like, you'll be all excited and they'll be like, we don't need you. Like, go home. So, yeah, it's chaos.
Did you ever see any celebrities or people that you looked up to when you were backstage?
Yeah, you know, for most of the shows that you're volunteering at, you don't get to watch the shows. So most of like the celebrities I've met have been like shows that I've actually been to. But I've had friends who have met like
the Kardashians and like huge movie stars. So, you know, you never really know.
That's pretty cool. For people who are applying and networking, like you said, it sounds like you have some good tips there. What would you say to people who are maybe your age or like they're applying to like their first internships or whatever? I know when I was in that boat, no one really taught me what to do. Like I was like Googling articles and stuff like that because I had no idea even how to make my resume look good. So what would you say to those people?
My biggest tip and something that I'm very big on is just being a fearless networker wherever you are. You know, when I was in Orlando, there was nothing going on in fashion there. But every opportunity I had to connect with somebody who worked in fashion in any way, I would always try and stay in touch with them, you know, give them my business card, you know, correspond with them through email, like every so often, just being like, hey, do you have any opportunities? Do you need help with anything? And just following up with everyone. And then once you're kind of in the scene, like when I was volunteering at Fashion Week, I just made sure to like introduce myself to everyone, shake their hand, and keep their information just like in my database, because you never know.
Never know at all. What's been your... So I guess you had the Amanda Upperture. Was that your only internship that you've done, or have you had?
Yes. That's been my only like official internship that I've done, which it's my sophomore year. So yeah, but I had a great time. I loved it. I'm not doing an internship this semester, but probably next semester.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so, because now you kind of have your own little influencer situation happening. How did that start? Was it from TikTok?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny how the whole TikTok thing happened, because I started it in quarantine when I first, it was like March 15th. So we had all just gotten home from college. We were all so upset. Mm-hmm. I'm like scrolling through my camera roll and my Snapchat memories, like looking at all these pictures and videos I have of just like, you know, life at fashion school.
Right.
And I was bored, so I was making these like little montage videos of just like little clips of my life and throwing them up on TikTok. And it was so weird because like the first five that I only made like five, and they all like went viral in a sense.
Wow.
And so yeah, I think I gained like maybe like 30,000 followers from like those like five videos, and I was like, you know what? We're just gonna keep the ball rolling with this. So
Definitely. I love the little TikTok vlogs that you do of like your day in life as a fashion student. I think it's really cool to see the projects you're working on and just kind of how you navigate New York City. It's so
thank
cool.
you. It's a lot of fun.
The other day, I had this experience. It really just made my day. I got a text from an old friend that I haven't heard from in forever just to check in and reconnect. And it really gave me one of these like fizzy feel-good moments. So we want to cheers to those fizzy feel-good moments that make your whole day with Huzzah, a probiotic seltzer with benefits. Huzzah is your new favorite seltzer with added probiotics and 3 grams of sugar or less. Drink to your health, your gut health, with probiotics that support a healthy gut. Huzzah actually contains added probiotics that aid in healthy digestion, and each flavor is non-perishable, can be stored at room temperature, but it's also delicious when served cold. I will say it's a nice little midday refresh, if we will. My personal favorite flavor has to be the juicy pear. It's a mouthful of crisp and invigorating pear with, like I said, only 3 grams of sugar and just 15 calories. They also have strawberry and hibiscus, raspberry and lemon. So much to try with Huzzah. Highly recommend you guys if you're looking for something to kind of get through the day. I always love turning to like a fun drink. So stock up on Huzzah probiotic seltzer by using code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off your order at drinkhuzzah.com. That's code GALSONTHEGO for 20% off at drinkhuzzah.com.
So then you also do Instagram, obviously, and you do like your little outfit of the days and everything of the sorts. Do you have any favorite stores or favorite places to shop? I know people always love Style Inspo, and I love your style.
Thank you. You know, whenever people ask me this question, I always have such a hard time like giving them a straight answer, because I thrift a lot of things, for one.
Do you really?
I do. I love thrifting. Thrifting in New York is definitely tougher. Just the thrift stores are just not good here. They're expensive. You have to go
like out to the suburbs.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Oh, because everyone thrifts, so there's just like nothing left. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Well, also just the space, I find like there's not enough. In the suburbs, you go to a Goodwill, it's like they could have multiple floors almost. In the city, it's like this tiny little, because real estate's so expensive.
Exactly. And they'll sell like some like old like Hollister shirt will be like $20. I'm like, yep. No. But and as basic as it is, Zara, I love. I just
amazing.
I know it's basic, but I love it.
No.
I don't think it's that basic. Do you prefer Zara online or in person? Because I find the website very hard to navigate.
The website is so confusing. I definitely have to say in person. But different Zaras like in the city have completely different vibes. Like you can go to the Zara in Soho and it'll be totally different from like Upper East. So
that would make sense. The buyers are doing their jobs right, I suppose. Do you have, like, if you were to say right now, like, your go-to wardrobe essentials, what do you think those would be?
Oh, my God. Okay, like leather blazer. Yes. So important. I wear one every single day. knee-high black boots with, like, a good heel on them that are easy to walk in. That's another staple for me.
Yes, that is very your vibe, I feel like.
Yeah. And then dark wash, like long flared jeans. And like, okay, so like leather blazer, black turtleneck, flared jeans, and boots. That's my like go-to. You can wear that outfit anywhere.
Cute. Any specific places for jeans? Jeans are like, I struggle the most with that.
So hard. So hard. Because I'm pretty tall. I'm 5'9". So it can definitely be hard to find jeans that are long enough.
Yeah.
Zara is hit or miss with their jean length. Sometimes they're really short, but you can find really good long jeans there. I also love Levi's. So Levi's has really good long jeans.
They do have really cool stuff. They're the ones that used to have like the...
Yes, the star. Yeah.
Also on the topic of fashion, where do you specifically like get your inspiration from? I know living in the city, it's easy because you can literally just step out onto the street and be inspired. But are you like a Pinterest gal, follow people on Instagram, TikTok? What do you do?
Yeah. So if you had asked me this a year ago, I definitely would have said like whenever I'm traveling, I love to travel. So just going to new places and seeing how people in other countries like pair things together always gives me so much inspiration. But as of now, first of all, going to fashion school, like everybody has such a cool sense of style that it's so easy to get inspiration. But really TikTok is just like, there's so much inspiration to be found there. Yeah. Maybe that's because my feed is like fashion TikTok, but
yeah
no, I love that.
I feel like the pieces like on TikTok, it really helps, like the sweater trend, you know, like the sweater vest like little trend like that. And I don't know, I feel like it helps with popularizing certain trends and makes them more mainstream, if that makes sense.
For sure
wearable.
Yeah, it's so definitely interesting that something that I've noticed is just like these girls who are like transforming their clothes. Like one in particular is this girl who like cut off the bottom half of a cardigan and turned it into like a tube top with like the other half of the cardigan over it. And it's so weird because I'll see it on TikTok and then 4 weeks later it'll be in Zara, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, that's such a good idea though. That's so cool. I didn't even think about that. I'm definitely saying that a lot right now, like the matching cardigan with the tank top or tank
top. I like that. Very cute.
I like it a lot too. That's really fun. Well, cool. I just wanted to get a little style inspiration from you. So kind of circling back to New York City, an amazing place. Obviously living there right now is a little bit different, but when you first moved there, did you find it hard to make friends in the city, or like were you mainly just meeting people from school or outside? What was that all about?
Yeah. So when I first got there, you know, fashion schools and schools in New York in particular kind of have this reputation of like, it's very hard to make friends, which I think is because everybody is so career focused. But, you know, I'm like a pretty outgoing person, so I didn't have a very hard time making friends. If you just put yourself out there, everybody's, you know, pretty open to having friends. But at first it was school, and now it's definitely having to be more social media.
Yeah, I would imagine, because everything pretty much online for you, or can you go on to campus at all for anything?
There is no campus at all. It's all online.
Wow. So you can't use any of the facilities or anything?
No.
Wow. So you could really be in, hypothetically, in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Doing it for sure.
Interesting. And I mean, I feel you on the whole friend thing. I've had several friends like go to FIT or just city schools, and it's so different because we both went to the University of Georgia, and it's very, you can't, you're friends with, of course, people who attend the school. The school is the town pretty much. So I feel like for New York, it's so different because you could be friends with people who go to other schools, or maybe they aren't students or whatever. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, no, that's totally the case. I mean, you meet people at parties, you meet people, you know, when you're out, mutual friends. Like, I definitely have friends at Parsons, NYU, Columbia, all the city schools kind of, you know, they all kind of mesh. So
I love that. What is your favorite area of the city? Like, what part of town do you like the best?
I love the West Village. I know that's basic. I used to live there and I had such a good time there.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the best. It's so cute.
It is adorable.
Yeah, I love West Village, Tribeca, Soho, obviously. I love downtown.
Yeah, downtown in general is awesome. I haven't explored Tribeca a lot, but it's been popping up a lot in my feed, just like people starting to move to Tribeca, everything of the sorts. Where is your favorite area to go shop? Like, if you're going shopping in person in New York City, do you like Soho? Do you stay away from Soho? Like, what's your vibe?
Soho can be very overwhelming.
Definitely. That's why I said that.
When I do have time to go out and go shopping, I mean, that's normally where I go because that's where all the stores are, but it can definitely be kind of overwhelming.
Cool. I was just curious. And obviously right now everything is a little different, but do you have certain, like, if you're like having like a Sunday fun day or a certain day, like you just want to go do something in the city, what have you been doing lately?
You know, something that my friends and I have started doing, which is actually just so nice, is we'll just meet up and like go for a walk and like explore somewhere, just explore different areas of the city. And it's honestly so nice. I mean, to be honest, as of now, there's not really that much that you can do in New York because it's pretty shut down. But yeah, just going for like a walk with my friends and just like exploring is honestly so nice.
I feel the same way when people ask me, they're like, oh, you know, what can I'm coming to visit the city. I'm like, do not come to visit right now. Like, you are going to be in an outdoor restaurant, freezing cold. Like, and you're just, it's not it for visitors. Or even I just moved here in August, and it's a definitely strange time to be adjusting to it. Of course, that was like all my own doing, but I'm sure you feel the same way, especially in college. I would imagine it's tough to find things to stay occupied with.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a whole different vibe.
Do you have any advice to people who maybe want to move to the city but don't know like where to start? Like, because for FIT, did you have dorms freshman year?
Yeah, so work? Yeah, I dormed my first year, or I guess my first semester before they kicked us out.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. No, it was really bad. But I would definitely recommend, if you are going to go to a city school, to dorm your first year. It's expensive. They're tiny, but that is pretty much the only way you can meet people your freshman year. I mean, there's other ways, but it's the best way to meet people. So I would definitely recommend dorming your first year, and then after that, everybody moves off campus.
You hear it all the time. If you're comfortable, you're not growing. And that goes for everything from your career to your relationships to the people you meet to the conversations you have. Talking It Out is a new podcast that tackles these topics and more, hosted by Bachelor alums Mike Johnson and Brian Abasolo. On Talking It Out, Mike and Brian dive into a variety of topics, starting with love and relationships because they're kind of experts having been on The Bachelor. They'll also cover the ins and outs of dating, marriage, family, career, and so much more. Above it all, Talking It Out is about having real conversations with actual experts and celebrities to give advice to help you keep growing. And of course, Mike and Brian will talk to your favorite Bachelor stars with no topic being off limits. You won't want to miss it. So I listened, and I have to say, Mike and Brian just have this incredible dynamic, and I really like that the conversations are so real and about topics and issues that are important and crucial to discuss these days. It's not just one of these surface level shows. They are really getting into it, and I highly suggest checking it out. They're great guys. Talking It Out is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can listen to Talking It Out ad-free. Just download the Wondery app and start your free trial of Wondery Plus. I want to talk about you because I just find it so interesting with you and like studying fashion business and whatever. So tell us a little bit about like, what do you see yourself using your degree to do? Do you plan on using your degree? I know you're so early, like you're still so young in college, and I used to hate that question too. But when you see yourself like with that degree, what what's your dream job?
Yeah, so I've changed my mind about 5 times, which I think normal. Is pretty normal.
So then. Normal.
But when I went into school my first year, I was like, oh, I want to be a buyer. And so many people say that because that's the only job that they know that they can do with that degree.
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks in, I was like, yeah, I don't want to be a buyer at all.
Really? Wow.
It's all numbers. You know, it's pretty much the same thing day in, day out. And then when I was starting to go to more shows, like at Fashion Week, and I was like, I love this. I was like, I want to do event planning because I just want to do this all the time. And that's still something that I'm definitely considering, but you know, something in that realm or like the PR, social media, I'd eventually like to have my own line of sorts one day, but yeah, event planning, social media, PR realm.
You do not have to have a clear cut answer. I want to make that clear because I know everyone gets so stressed out. And it's so normal. Like halfway through college, you panic and you're like, did I choose the wrong major? Like that is so normal. Everyone's been there.
Yeah. Luckily, it's a pretty broad major. So I can take a lot of different routes. I'll probably change my mind about 15 more times, but.
And that's okay. That's the way to go. It's more exciting that way. It's like, wait, I'm going to do this now. Like,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you see yourself living in the city like post-grad?
Yeah, I definitely want to live in New York for a while. Eventually, like, I'd love to spend some time in Europe since I'm not going to get to study abroad because of Corona. But in the U.S., it's New York.
Definitely. Completely. That makes sense. So you like Paris, and then would you like – have? So you've been to Paris a couple times? Once,
yeah. I've definitely traveled there a lot. I've spent a good amount of time there, and then I'm very seriously considered going to school there. Kind of glad I didn't because, like I said, current situation of the world wouldn't be ideal. But yeah, I've spent a decent amount of time in Europe. And
you seem like you're well traveled and you got there like right at the perfect time because I know it's impossible right now.
Yeah, exactly. I love like backpacking through Europe. My sister and I have done it probably 4 or 5 times now, like for the past couple summers.
I did not know this about you.
Yeah, we just take a month or two, you know, pack backpacks, head over there and just do our thing.
Love so spontaneous.
Before we wrap, I want you to give our listeners a little bit of tips maybe. You grew your TikTok impressively quickly.
Thank you.
As just all forms of other social media. And I feel like people are so like engulfed in your life. So if people want to start, what would you say to them? Tips for growth, anything you have to say?
Yeah, well, I'm no expert, but as far as TikTok, the videos that really are going to push you are when you think of something that nobody else is doing. Like at the time when I was started doing my like day in the life, what I spend in a day, like there wasn't like really many other fashion students doing that. So those were like huge growth periods for me. Consistency. It can definitely get discouraging at times when the numbers aren't there, but staying consistent. And then most importantly, I just have to just forget about what anybody thinks of me. It's so easy to be like, oh, I'm not going to post this because people are going to think it's weird. But if you like it, like that's what matters. So.
And you get in your head and you're like, oh, it's so cringy, but no one else is seeing it. Like most people are scrolling past it, honestly.
No, exactly.
Wait, that's so inspiring. I love that. I think that's so true. Just consistency is key. Being yourself, being okay with being yourself, because that's what people are going to be attracted to anyways. That's what they're going to want to watch is someone being their genuine self.
Do you post a specific number of times like per day or per week, or you just are like one of these on the fly kind of people?
I try and post every day. Sometimes it's hard. I've been moving, so I haven't posted for like 3 days and that like stresses me out. But I try and post every day. I think that's important for growth because, you know, you go off for a few days and the algorithm like messes with you.
I've heard that.
Do you who takes your photos? Is it just kind of whoever you're with at the time?
Yeah. So whoever, when I'm in New York, it's like, you know, whoever I'm with and I'm like, hey, can you take a photo? But when I'm home, my mom takes every single one of my Instagram photos. She's so good.
No, low-key, my mom's gotten really good at it. Like, I look forward to going home because she's really great.
Same. She gets so excited. She's like, oh, I saw this great wall. Like, we're going to go take a picture there. Like, it's going to be great.
That's so cute.
Mom of the year. What the heck?
Amazing. Yeah, she's the best.
I love that. Well, Kate, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Plug yourself. Where can everyone find you?
Okay, Instagram, Kate with two E's dot Bartlett. And then TikTok, Kate with two E's Bartlett, no dot.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much again. I know everyone's going to love your content if they haven't already seen it. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.